This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Three, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And as we do on Wednesdays when we get a chance to, when everything, when the stars align right and the moon is in tune with Mars and however that song used to go, we get to talk to writer and instructor Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Glad to be here, Bill.
Let's talk. Let's talk about this article you put out about terror, Supreme Court justices, and the existential threat. I have not read that simply because I wanted to talk to you about that. Tell me about this.
Okay. Well, in the article, the argument I was making is that five of the nine Supreme Court justices should have clear and individual understanding of the threat we're facing in the United States because it was directly aimed at them in their confirmation process. The media, the left, the elite, the corporate tech oligarchs, they all aimed at five Supreme Court justices claiming they were illegitimate, they shouldn't be confirmed. They lied about them. They did outrageous things and claims to try to keep them from being on the court. And that same group of interests are the ones that have worked hard to change election laws in several key states against the requirements of the Constitution, so as to benefit the Democrat Party and get rid of President Trump. And that was essentially what the Texas versus four states case was all about. Those four states had changed their election laws without going through their legislature, which is forbidden by the Constitution quite directly. The only power to change election laws is given to the legislature, not to some Secretary of State or governor or some board of elections, and yet they did. So I said, when they're hearing this case, they ought to consider what they had to go through on their nominations and confirmations as Supreme Court justices, and that essentially what brought this up was that a investment advisor who is very smart, I mean, he handles billions of dollars, called into a local radio show. And he said, Supreme Court is, they're not going to hear this case. They're afraid somebody's going to burn their house down. And I said, and that, and when you make that argument, what you are saying is that we are no longer a republic where the rule of law is the major factor. We're living in some sort of banana republic where political terror has supplanted the rule of law. And I said, if political terror has supplanted the rule of law, the correct response of the Supreme Court justices is to use their power to reduce the power of those promoting political terror. And the way to do that was to follow the Constitution, hear the Texas court case, and find, in the case of Texas, that those four states had violated the Constitution and their elections should be in doubt and their electors are not necessarily legitimate, and that would throw the election into the House of Representatives, but they didn't follow that advice. You know, some people claim that it was terror. As I mentioned, this fellow named Edwards, he's very smart. I have to admit, he's very, very smart.
Right.
And I would say that I don't think that it was the threat of having their houses burned down that motivated the court as much as what we call normalcy bias. And that is because things are going along pretty much as they always have. They're always going to. And we don't want to rock the boat too much because then we disturb what's normal. And so I would think that the justice is what they really did. Say, man, this is a big step. We really don't want to take a big step because it rocks the boat. But there's a problem with that. The court has repeatedly rocked the boat, and without much pushback, as long as they rocked the boat to the left, as long as they rocked the boat towards whatever the Democrats wanted a decision to be. I don't see how you can rock the boat much more than claiming there is a constitutional right for people of the same sex to marry each other. That's a big rocking of the boat.
Yeah.
But they didn't shy away from that. They didn't shy away from making abortion legal way back in Roe v. Wade. And as for interfering with state elections, there have been numerous Supreme Court rulings that directly interfered with state elections. For example, the famous one man, one vote rule. So I've become a little more cynical about the ethics and integrity of the people on the Supreme Court. It doesn't seem to me that they have as much courage as I'd like to see them have. And several of them exhibited quite a bit of courage. You look at Barrett in the face of the onslaught from the leftist senators and the left in general, or Kavanaugh. I mean, both of them went through very tough proceedings and they didn't back out. And Thomas, I would think he might remember what Senator Biden was doing during his nomination process.
Yeah, one of the postulations out there right now, Dick Morris put this out there, that he thinks that somebody in the Biden-Harris camp told them that if they tried to overturn the election, that they would pack the court.
Yeah, we already said they would try to pack the court.
Right, and I mean, it's an interesting thing simply because when you look at this, the first thing you think is that because, you know, they went through what they did to confirm that they are somehow more courageous, more stalwart than the average bear. But then at the same time, I mean, prior to Barrett getting in there, for example, they kicked back 11 Second Amendment cases last year or this year.
Right.
And,
exactly.
When they've actually had a moment to where they could make a difference, whether Barrett was there or not, they haven't done it yet. So maybe down the road, we're going to see something, and maybe we're in for a pleasant surprise. The only thing that bugs me, and I talked about this earlier, we would have defended them if somebody was coming after them. We would have defended them. We wouldn't stand back and let them burn.
Exactly.
That would never happen. And you know, I don't know why they didn't know that, unless they're just swamp creatures and they never get out of town enough to go out there and see the rest of America.
One of the things that you hear repeatedly from people who live in the D.C. area is that it is simply saturated with leftist media.
Yeah, yeah.
Conservative media.
Hang on for me, if you will. We're coming up on the first break. We'll continue on with this when we get back. For those of you that like listening to Dean, we talk primarily about stuff he's written about. And you can find the last 1,600-plus articles that he has written at one place. You can find it in one clearinghouse at amoland.com. Go to all contributors, look for Dean Weingarten. You'll see this right here. This is one of his more recent articles. We try to do the recent stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And we're talking to Dean Weingarten. We were just now talking about the Supreme Court, which is sort of a sore spot with me at the moment, as one might imagine.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that aren't feeling really happy with what happened.
Well, you know, everybody's, I mean, Cocaine Mitchie's out there saying, I called the president-elect to congratulate him. I sure am glad these aren't my doctors when I was having open heart surgery, when they had to, you know, I normally wake up at 18 hours. I woke up in 56. They would have just unplugged me. They would have been like, well, nothing to see here. Who's buying the drinks? Turn him off. And walked away because they give up so easy.
Well, the question is, were they ever very much on our side?
Yeah.
And partly, I think, what's going on is they're living in this bubble of the elite in Washington, D.C., where almost everyone, probably 90-plus percent, are ideological progressives, or at least mouth it. And in that progressive circle, the Constitution doesn't really mean anything. You know, it's just we have to manipulate it however we have to manipulate it to get done what we want to get done.
Right.
And the court has mostly gone along with that for 50 years. Now, some people would say that, well, look, they stood up for the First Amendment. Sure, they stood up for the First Amendment when the left controlled virtually all the media. Then they were all for the First Amendment. But now that the left doesn't control all the media, only maybe 90% of it, 95% of it, suddenly, oh, you know, the First Amendment, that needs lots of regulation. So I think that's part of it. You know, there's a strong cultural bias in D.C., but I'm looking at the five supposed originalists. I mean, actually, Roberts was supposed to be an originalist too.
Yep.
On the Supreme Court, and I'm saying you guys must have listened or read to Tom Paine's famous speech. You know, the "Give me liberty or give me death" speech. And I'm not talking about that particular phrase, but he asks his fellow legislators, I believe in Virginia at the time, he says, we have to fight or we're going to be slaves.
Yep.
And then he says, and I think with exquisite logic, when will we be stronger? If we give in to these demands, if we allow the left essentially to cheat and they're not held to account even when they flagrantly violate the Constitution, when will we be stronger? Because it looks like maybe next time they'll just cheat more because they got away with it last time. Why are the courts not going to interfere? I very strongly hope and will work to see that we get a couple of Republican senators out of Georgia. But the fellow Edward, who predicted that the court would not hear the Texas case, said, there'll be two new Democrat senators out of Georgia. I mean, they used that tactic once. It worked for them. Why wouldn't they use it again?
Sure.
So
sure.
Now, to add a little to that, Republican Party people from Georgia are saying, well, we're redoubling our efforts. We're not going to allow cheating. We're going to have observers everywhere. Well,
had that before.
I hope they're right.
And they sent them home.
Yeah.
Or they blocked them out.
Maybe they'll need two or three water main breaks this time instead of just one.
See, this is a thing. We're going to have to, the Republican Party is going to have to decide to fight dirty. We're going to have to get dirty. We can no longer, we don't have the luxury of sitting around going, well, you know, I prefer a more civilized approach. Either that, if you're not going to fight, then okay, fine, I understand. You don't have the stomach for that. You go be civilized over there. I'm tired of losers.
I don't have any illusions that Republicans are more moral or just politicians, particularly than Democrats. My contention is they don't fight dirty because we have a biased media, very strongly biased media, and if a Republican is caught jaywalking, why, he must leave the House of Representatives and be kicked out right now. but you catch Democrats in major felonies and it's never even reported, let alone prosecuted. So that's the bias we have to work against. I'm saying we live in a mediocracy, you know, ruled by the media rather than a republic anymore. And we've had 4 years where the media completely dominated 96% or so negative stories about President Trump. And they used all the power they could, and he still came very close to winning. So I think we are revolting against the media, and we can beat them. But the Republicans, I think, have this idea that they're terrified of the old media. And
why?
You're right, they have to get stomached.
The old media, who's watching them?
Yeah, right, exactly.
On the best day, who's watching the old media?
Exactly.
If CNN didn't have the airports, CNN would be falling behind some podcasts as far as their nightly audience.
I think they're propped up by two people. They're propped up by the tech oligarchs and the Chinese. They don't need, you know, if they get enough money from those two, they don't really need to have much rating. But we've been winning that war. The question is, you look at what Google is doing, you look at Facebook, you look at Twitter, and they're doing very strong censorship. We're building up other networks, and I think we can prevail that way if we don't go full blown.
Well,
Stalin in the next in the next 2 years.
Well, I mean,
Venezuela is a better example.
They can't take us that way, though, Dean. I mean, if they try, they can do some things that are going to be very, very, gasoline's going to go back up. They'll probably get back in the Paris Climate Accords and some other stupid things, and regulations are going to go back up. But as far as actually pushing some of the stuff that they really would like to push, they don't have the logistical capability of enforcing it if they did.
Well, the biggest thing to see, and I think we can win further down the road, if they aren't able to do two things. One, pack the courts with more Supreme Court justices, and two, add more states.
Well, hang on for me. We're coming up on the next break. I'll tell you my theory on that one when we get back. Dean's stuff, 1,600-plus articles out there in the, at Ammoland.com. Ammoland is probably the highest-ranked gun story aggregator on the planet. And Dean is the most read author there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Snow is falling in the Washington, D.C. area as a major winter storm makes its way up the East Coast. The storm affecting more than 60 million Americans from Georgia up to Maine. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy preparing his state for the worst.
If you experience a blackout, remember, folks, please immediately report it to your electric company. Do not assume that your neighbor or somebody else has called it in.
The New Jersey Democrat speaking there as that area prepares for 6 to 8 inches of snow. A Kenyan national is being indicted for helping plan a 9/11 style terror attack on the United States. The New York Attorney's Office saying the 30-year-old obtained his pilot's license in the Philippines at the direction of the terror group El Shabaab. The FBI and other law enforcement members were able to stop the plot. USA Radio News. More than 67,000 people were caught illegally crossing the southwest border of the United States in both October and November, a more than 65% increase from the previous year. That's according to statistics released by the Customs and Border Protection on Monday. The numbers included a 31% increase from the previous year from El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. Mark Morgan, U.S. Customs and Border Protection Acting Commissioner, believes this has a lot to do with an upcoming Biden administration.
If you look at what the Biden administration, the policies are going to be, you know, it's not just about stopping construction of the border wall. It's about providing amnesty to millions of people. It's about getting rid of the CDC's Title 42 order, the Migrant Protection Protocol, which ended catch and release. That is not an immigration strategy. Mark my words, that is an open border strategy.
Morgan speaking there on Fox and Friends. Tonight's Powerball drawing is set for $287 million. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Is Lock and Load. Goodness, that sounds ragged. And we are speaking with Dean Weingarten. You were saying that as long as we don't let them have states and pack the court, that you think we might be okay. I think it's, you know, in California, the Republicans started ballot harvesting.
Right.
And I think we need to find some. I mean, if they wanted to come to me and said, we're looking for somebody who doesn't care what the media thinks, I'll raise my hand, I'll take a salary, and I'll go out and I will do what has to be done in order to make sure something is fair and even and whatever, wherever I find myself.
I understand. And I think that we need, the biggest thing we need to do on that end is what you're doing right now. We need to build media. We need to get enough voice out there so that we can be heard. I think about half the country hears us one way or another right now. That's why Trump got 75 million votes.
Yeah.
But there's probably about 30 or 40% of the population that never hear the conservative message. And if we had the same penetration as, say, Facebook has or Google has, we probably wouldn't have a problem. Going back to the Supreme Court,
yeah,
what I said, and I want to stress this, is you don't cure extortion by giving into it. You know, when you give into threats, you get more threats. And we had senators on the steps of the Supreme Court directly threatening two members of the Supreme Court. And those senators weren't Republicans. It was Senator Schumer and others. And then you had a group of senators making a slightly more subtle threat about how they're going to pack the court. You know, a nice little court you have there if you don't do what we say. about the Second Amendment, and then they did what the threateners wanted with the Second Amendment cases. They refused to hear them, and they ruled the case, the New York Rifle and Pistol Association, as moot. I mean, so it emboldens the people who are threatening you to give them what they want. They learn threats work.
Yeah. You cannot appease a bully.
Exactly. Well, you can, but it just brings more bullying.
Yeah, but I mean, it'd be far better. It'd be so much far better if we would deal with the bully.
Yes.
And, you know, as it is, because of the way things have gone, you know, because of the way things, all of this appeasement we've been trying to do, if things do go sideways, I mean, I did a local radio show here Monday. I filled in at a local radio show here Monday. And, I mean, the people that are texting into this, and this is just radio listeners, they're out there saying words like vengeance. I mean, this kind of anger, when you get out there and you're discounting half the adults of the United States, that's not something that is going to be dismissed and just go away. I mean,
no,
I can't wait to see how much fun Biden has. And, you know, I'm pretty sure that there's a bunch of people think that if it becomes President Harris, that she'll be very malleable to the globalists that out there that will, you know, say what she should and shouldn't do. But, I mean, any of this stuff that they were to attempt to do would trigger.
Well,
yes.
That is why I think that President Trump is exactly right in continuing to fight right up to the end, because it helps expose all of the fraud and lies and cheating that was done on the left. And there was a lot of fraud and lies and cheating, if in no other way than just the way he was treated in the media and by the tech oligarchs.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's clear to anybody who watches. Unfortunately, you know, a whole lot of people have busy lives and they don't have time to follow politics all the time. They get a few, you know, glimpses here and there. And I'm thinking of some friends of mine who are older and not very interested in the politics. And they're both women. And they both say, well, gee, you know, Trump's a racist. And I go, why do you think that? Well, I saw it on TV.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
If you've got 30% of the people that think that way, well, it makes a big difference.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, most of America doesn't care about politics. They don't want to be involved in politics. It's
that's
not
right.
Fun. It's not cool. I mean, I want to, you know, the youth of America is involved in TikTok and relevance. And how they make money off of TikTok is beyond me. They do make money off of it. But the one thing they forget is at some point they're going to stop being 20-something and they're going to be 40-something or 50-something. And then what? Then what are they doing?
I support people not being involved in politics. And for a long time, you could not be involved in politics and do great in the United States. But while you may not be involved in politics, you know, politics wants to be involved with you. You know, they want your tax money. They want to tell you what you can do and what you can eat and how you can walk and where you can sleep. And that's what they're doing in these big urban centers. And those big urban centers are failing like crazy because they tax people too much and they regulate too much.
There's some people that are looking at what's happening in the urban centers because, you know, they're letting a lot of people go due to COVID, and they're letting the most violent people they can find go.
Yes.
And they think this is Fast and Furious 2.
Yeah, but I don't think that strategy is going to work.
Well, I mean, at the same time they're doing all of this,
we're selling more guns than ever before.
But they want to push gun control. You know,
push it. I would like to see these same justices on the Supreme Court kind of do a mea culpa by having a couple of Second Amendment cases and say, no, you can't put these restrictions on. And they'll hopefully they'll try to burnish their conservative credentials with that sort of thing.
Well,
but I'm not real happy about what has happened.
They you know, when you were in the military, did they have something called PLDC?
Well, it doesn't ring a bell.
It's the first level. It was the first level of NCO development when I was in the military. And
okay.
I had this instructor.
Leader development program.
Yeah. I had this instructor that got up there and he said, "Listen, sergeants, if you're a leader and nobody follows you, that's a really messed up situation. If the Supreme Court doesn't do something and round the bend, they're going to find themselves on one side with a bunch of people that want to intimidate them and make them nothing, and the other side are going to be people that don't care what happens to them."
Exactly.
And they're going to have to make a choice, and I know they're sitting around there going, "Well, you know, I don't want to make that choice, but, you know, I don't know what you're going to do." I don't know what you're going to do. Anyway, we're coming up. We're coming up on the next break. And when we get back, we're going to continue on with this. And I did want to ask you about this Pennsylvania Supreme Court thing that you talked about as well.
Very good.
Simply because this whole thing of the way they've managed to steal this is interesting to me. So anyway, you can catch Dean's stuff at amoland.com. He's got well over 1,600 articles there. I've been saying this long enough. You must be pulling up to 1,700 now or something. Maybe you need to count.
I think I have just gone over 3,300 total.
Gotcha. All right. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with Dean Weingarten, and let's talk about this whole Texas versus Pennsylvania for lack of standing thing.
Well, it's really the same case we've been talking about. It's just I did a little article on saying the Supreme Court refused to hear the case. So it's really pretty much the same thing. And Pennsylvania is just an example of the four states where I believe it was in that state that the Secretary of State just arbitrarily decided to change the rules so that votes would now be accepted for several days after the election. And the Supreme Court said they would hear that. Actually, it went up to the Supreme Court, and they tied 4-4. But that didn't really kill the case, and so they're probably going to hear it again, and now maybe they will rule against it when it doesn't make any difference. But let's talk a little bit about some good news. How about that?
Sure.
Because we have this case in Missouri, the McCloskeys, I think you probably remember that, where these two people... lawyers in downtown St. Louis at a nice house, and a bunch of hoodlums broke in through a gate. Actually, they jimmied it. I mean, you can see it pretty clearly on the video that they jimmied the gate and then broke it down.
Right.
So they grabbed a couple of guns, of all guns, a Bryco 380 that was inoperable, and the husband had... looks like maybe a Colt Sport or AR type. Hard to be sure exactly.
Now, I had heard that was inoperable, too. Is that not the case?
Well, we don't know if it was loaded or not. It had a magazine inserted to it, but when they collected it, none of the magazines were loaded. So, and the McCloskeys have not said that the magazines were loaded. So it's the law that they're trying to... We're trying to prosecute them under in Missouri is pretty clear. It appears to me they didn't do anything wrong. But if the gun is not loaded or if it's inoperable, even the long stretch, Kim Gardner, the Soros-funded prosecutor, is trying to make wouldn't reach that far. So it's possible that it would be thrown out on that. But what happened instead is Gardner was up for re-election, and she put out campaign literature basically claiming the McCloskeys were guilty and that she was really going to go after them because they were capitalist running dogs or something like that, you know, referring to them as having a mansion and being the privileged class and pointing guns at peaceful people who were just walking by their house. The McCloskeys, being lawyers, said, you know, she can't do that because that creates a direct personal conflict of interest. She has a direct personal interest because of her campaign literature in making sure that they're convicted. And so they went to court over it, and the judge ruled that Kim Gardner cannot prosecute the McCloskeys. And not only that, she said because everybody in her office works for her, the whole office cannot prosecute the McCloskeys. And if they're going to be prosecuted, it has to be a prosecutor somewhere else. And that's a good thing. So I think when and if it goes to a new prosecutor, they'll probably just drop the charges because there's nothing there. It really is a matter of an ultra-left-wing Soros prosecutor trying to make class warfare part of American law.
Yeah. Class warfare. That's ID politics, that kind of thing. I agree with that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it used to be called class warfare under the communists. And it's the idea that you're not wrong because you did something wrong. You're wrong because you belong to a group, you know, a group that we have labeled as being against our interests. So communists think, well, we'll just take all that group out and shoot them. Doesn't matter if they ever did anything wrong, whether they, you know, were friends of ours or whatever, because they're against us. That's what Stalin did. That's what the Pol Pot did. That's what North Vietnamese, Chinese. Let's see. Probably, I don't remember if East Germany ever did anything like that. They were already beaten pretty down after the war. But Cuba certainly did that. Venezuela, I don't think they lined up a bunch of people and shot them all. They more had their goons and their militia squads go into neighborhoods and take them out, as I recall. So, and it's still ongoing there. And by the way, that's where I think, if any of the examples that you think about totalitarian states and how they came about, Venezuela, it seems to me, is the closest sort of example for us to look at. Because they had a working democracy there, and or you could make a case about, you know, pre-1932 Germany, because they went through an election and they didn't exactly get a majority. But then one of the first things they did was make sure their courts were not independent anymore and were not functioning. And that's what they did in Venezuela. They started putting judges in the Supreme Court, as I recall, and then the new judges said, well, this constitution doesn't apply, and oh, by the way, we're going to amend the constitution to do this. And before they knew it, they had dictator for life, and every election was decided in advance. I'm hoping we don't go there, but
that would be nice.
Yeah,
but
that's where I'm coming. Like I said, there's
lots of people I know that are just a lot of veterans. You know, people sort of forget the veterans that are out there sometimes. I think.
I've talked to a lot of people on the left, discussions mostly over the internet.
Right.
Where they are so convinced that the government is the equivalent of God that they think any opposition to the government is just unthinkable. We're all just going to lay back and wait around for, you know, somebody to come and throw us in the gulag, I guess.
Yep. Well, I don't know who they're going to get to do that still. That's still the thing. They're still defunding the police. I mean, they may not be talking about it. They're still defunding the police. They've gone ahead with that. They're trying to make up new laws where if you you can't vandalize a Black Lives Matter sign, right?
Right. If you have anything about American
burn a flag
that you don't like,
you can burn a flag. Yeah, but I mean,
yeah.
This is one of these things where these guys are really counting on the left. They're really counting on, they think the conservative side of America is what they see in D.C.
Yeah, right.
And that's a big mistake. That is a gigantic mistake.
I have a hope, and that is that if Biden and Harris get in, which seems plausible, they will turn the state of the country so badly, and they won't pack the court, and in 2 years we will be able to take over the House, and who knows, maybe we can even impeach one of them.
As far as that goes, I'm of two minds of which way it needs to go, but I'm sitting here. I believe now we have gone around a corner to where we had a chance to try to fix things, but all we were going to do, if Trump had been reelected, we were just going to put things off for 4 years.
Well, we might have made the country so much better. And
we might have done some more. He was very effective. He did a lot of stuff, and he did a lot of positive things. But at the same time, life after Trump, I don't see who that's going to be. But we're about to run out of time. We're about to run out of time. You going to be around Friday?
I intend to be.
Very good, sir. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Yeah. It's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours in between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.